It was touch and go for a while when Monty Greenslade and Gabe Vidler found themselves caught up in the rip current in rough seas off Lennox Head, a surfing beach about 750 kilometres north of Sydney. After being spotted by a member of the public, a Westpac Little Ripper lifesaver drone was quickly launched and directed to the boys' location, where it deployed a life raft then used by the pair to get back to safety. The call for help just so happened to have sounded as a group of nearby lifeguards were undergoing training in the use of drones.
So we jumped in the water. It looked pretty rough, but we figured we'd be okay. And then I guess we sort of realised once the drone came, we were a little bit confused initially. But once it dropped the package, then we realised that we were probably in a little bit more trouble than we thought. And headed straight back into shore from there.
Drones have the ability to spot swimmers in trouble and deliver life-saving devices faster than traditional life-saving techniques, such as surfboards or rubber dinghies. They're also used in Australia to spot underwater predators, such as sharks and jellyfish. Artificial intelligence is being developed using thousands of images captured by a drone camera to build an algorithm that can identify different ocean objects. The software can differentiate between sea creatures like sharks, which it can recognise with more than 90% accuracy, compared to about 16% with a naked eye. Gabe says they were relieved to see the drone, but at first thought that it was there to indicate something else.
Oh, well, initially I was more scared about if it was going to be like a shark alarm or something, so like, because we weren't exactly struggling to swim, we were pretty confident in ourselves, we had fins on, and so I was just a bit confused at first.
Monty says it would have taken a lot longer for them to be rescued without the drone.
Yeah, just like the speed that the drone got out to there and sort of helped us out was really good. I think it probably could have gone a lot worse if they had to take their time and come out on a board or something like that.
Parliamentary Secretary for the North Coast, Ben Franklin, was launching the New South Wales Government's surf life-saving drone program at Lennox Head just hours before the rescue took place.
This new drone program that the government has funded has been incredibly beneficial, not just for shark spotting, which was one of its original aims, but also to assist surfers and swimmers who are in need. And just yesterday, with the rescue of the two young boys, it showed how incredibly valuable it was.
Royal Life Saving Australia says there have been almost 30 drowning deaths in Australia so far this summer, with the majority occurring on beaches. Peggy Giacobellos, SBS News.